W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Republicans losing a seat as the special election to replace George Santos results in a Democratic victory in New York. Tom Suozzi winning back the 3rd Congressional District seat. ABC's Brittany Shepard.
Voters braved the snow to deliver Democrats a decisive win in the House of Representatives, albeit temporary. Suozzi flipped New York's 3rd Congressional District blue, back from now disgraced Republican George Santos, who was kicked out of office. Once sworn in, Suozzi will serve the rest of Santos's term. But this seat is back up again with the rest of all the other House seats in November.
The House impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas with that razor-thin majority. They say he hasn't enforced immigration laws at the border. In Austin, Texas, last night, a car crashed into the emergency room at a hospital. The driver was killed, 5 other people hurt, including 2 children. It's going to be warm and sunny in Kansas City today. Perfect weather for the Super Bowl victory parade. Up to 1 million fans could be there. This is ABC News. The search is underway in Turkey for 9 miners trapped after a collapse at a gold mine. The rescue effort dangerous because there's cyanide in the ground. Now to ABC's Alex Stone and the story of a sudden surge of strange 911 calls in Arizona.
911 emergency.
When the 911 calls started coming into police, it seemed unbelievable.
I think there's an alligator.
Alligators aren't found in Mesa, Arizona, but callers said there was a big one in the water at Riverview Park.
It's kind of just sitting there, but we were all fishing, and it's going around.
It turns out, yes, there is an alligator, but it's made of styrofoam, and it was put there along with a fake crocodile and 2 hippos by the city to give turtles in the pond a place to climb onto and sunbathe. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And showing up in Central Oregon, the plague. Health officials say there is a case of bubonic plague, and it's likely the patient caught it from their cat. The plague is typically spread through flea bites and is treatable with antibiotics. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Weyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' proposed district boundaries for the state legislature are on their way to his desk after passing both houses of the legislature Tuesday afternoon. Evers has said he'd sign the bill and that would effectively close the maps lawsuit before the state Supreme Court. The new maps would place 6 incumbent state senators and 15 state representatives in the same district ahead of this fall's elections. Local election officials in Wisconsin are preparing for safe and secure voting this year, but some say the state should do more to meet the growing demand for absentee and early voting.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
Mayor Beth Witzel-Bell is the city clerk in Madison. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the country. I'm Nate Weyhout, Civic Media News.
Baseball gets underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Major League Baseball teams in Arizona's Cactus League begin today. The Cubs and the White Sox each have pitchers and catchers reporting today. The Brewers get started tomorrow with their season opener Thursday, March 28th at Citi Field against the New York Mets. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler, 78-72. That's the 8th win in a row for the Golden Eagles. Marquette ranked 4th in the nation. In Madison, Wisconsin snapped a 4-game losing streak by beating Ohio Ohio State. At home, the Badgers 62, the Buckeyes 54, Wisconsin's Stephen Kroll and A.J. Storr, each with double-doubles in scoring and rebounding. NBA, the Bucks lost again, this time at home against the Heat, 123-97. Head coach Doc Rivers made this interesting statement.
We get our personality from the offensive end, and we don't want that. We want to get our personality from playing hard and doing defensive things.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, and it is going to be mild again. Our high near 45, the wind, a nice light breeze out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, some rain mixing with some snow at times. Our low 31 tomorrow. A little light snow in the morning, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, cooler with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
On Wednesday, the empowering duo behind Educators Amplify join us again to talk shop. Schools.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Valentine's Day to you.
Trey?
Look at your little red sweater.
I did. I have my red vest. It's a vest.
Or
it's
whatever. Vest.
Red
sweater
vest.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweater vest. Yes, it's it's Valentine's Day. This is a great day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, Jim.
Same
Todd, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, sir.
Very upset with Todd.
Wait, no red? What?
No. No. Yesterday?
Let's see. What happened yesterday?
It was his birthday.
No.
Yeah.
Todd, come on, man. We're family. Yeah. We got to celebrate.
Thought we're family. That's our family.
Is that really something you want to celebrate?
Yes. Yeah, we would have brought you some, I don't know.
You brought me chili. I got a sandwich this morning.
I brought him a sandwich.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, well, that's...
Hey, your chili's really good, by the way.
Thank you.
I didn't add anything.
Really?
Just shredded cheese.
Oh, I just think that needed a little
something. No, I think it's good. I like it.
You guys that live alone can do whatever
can I
you
tell
want.
You
Those of us who have someone else living with us have to make it for them, so that's why it wasn't real spicy.
I eat it cold a lot.
Cold chili?
Yeah. Like even this morning, I dipped into the refrigerator, had a couple of spoonfuls of cold chili. I like it.
I like getting some tortilla chips and then just kind of dipping it.
Totally agree. It's almost like a dip.
Cold. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I don't need it hot.
I was going to bring tortilla chips because I do like that with chili, but I'll give you guys some crackers. Anyway, that could be a little spicier, I think. And when I have friends over, I bring out the...
you could, but I mean...
But you thought it was all right. Well, thank you
for saying that. Yeah, I thought it was just... I don't know. It's really something. It's just good.
Thank you.
It's okay.
But Todd, your birthday, man. We got to write it down.
We were going to do all kinds of stuff for him if I had known.
Right.
had that band out here again.
The
sidewalk. Flyover.
The flyover. We got those guys here.
They were calling me saying, when do I go? And it's like, I don't know. Todd won't give us the word.
Todd, you are a very private person, but was it a big birthday?
No, I mean 54, right? Who cares?
You don't look 54.
Oh, man, I would have guessed.
I would have said 46.
No, 54.
When I said the big birthday, I was maybe thinking.
Yeah, we weren't asking a date. We weren't asking your age. We were just saying, I went out for dinner with some friends.
Oh, you mean that?
No. Yeah.
I thought you meant like an important one, like no, you're turning 50
Can't
or
put
something.
The toothpaste back in the tube here, Todd. Just being honest.
No, I was asking that. I thought if it was, because the even, you know, 45, 50. I would have never guessed.
Yeah.
Yes, milestones.
No.
So did you want to share with us? Did you do anything special? Or did you just work you always do?
That's what I did. Yeah. I worked until about 6 o'clock, got done, made a Southwestern Fiesta salad kind of thing.
For
dinner with some chicken.
Nice. That's
all
okay.
That stuff.
I'll take some of that.
Watched a little TV.
Okay.
Got ready for bed.
All right.
Zonked out.
Okay.
All right. That's a celebration for me.
Wow. Nothing wrong with that.
Wild man.
Yes. Today is also National Organ Donor Day. You know, I'm a donor.
You know what?
I'm a donor.
They can have
anything they want.
Yeah.
Ferris wheel day. Never took part. One time, I think. I was on a Ferris wheel once in my life.
Did you go to the one in Chicago?
No.
Navy Pier?
No. I've been. Oh no! You know what? I did.
Yeah.
When that first opened.
Everybody.
In like the early 90s, right? Is that when that first opened?
No, later than that.
I would say about 93, 94.
Really?
Yeah, Navy Pier opened. Yeah.
They got great children's museum down there, too.
Do they?
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's, yeah, the Ferris wheels, I mean, you can't be afraid of those.
I didn't say I was afraid of them, Jim.
Yeah, I think you kind of were.
I did not say that.
I haven't done that. Okay, all right. All right, John. Sorry, it's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Some people have a height issue as far as with things, okay? It's a big difference.
Yeah.
What was the day, the year that you said, John?
93.
Close. It looks like 95.
95. Okay. Yep. I know it was early to mid-90s.
Yeah.
All right.
That place is great. I will say this about a Ferris wheel. That is probably the most, that is probably the least secure. I mean, they just sit you in there with that bar.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's, yeah.
Okay. I got to be honest with you. The thing that happened was in Crandon this year, where those people were upside down for like hours.
Yeah.
Just kill me. Just kill. Put it, get a sniper. Get a sniper rifle.
Take
one of the melon. Give me a melon shot, as they used to call it. Take me out.
I find myself watching these videos on like Facebook and stuff where they get the people in that big slingshot thing.
Oh,
and
yes.
And then right before they go, oh, wait, we forgot your safety belt or whatever. So the people freak out and then they let them go.
Oh, my God.
And those,
oh, wow.
And those people are like literally passing
screaming.
Out.
Screaming.
Yeah, and passing out.
Unbelievable. Wow.
One woman lost her wig. I mean, that stuff is funny to me.
That would be.
You better not do that. You don't want to lose yours.
That is mean.
Jim, I'm just saying. Wow. You don't want that to happen.
Wow.
Okay, we got to talk about something that's in the news big time. And, you know, if we're going to be on the radio, you got to talk about things that are happening in your community. And a gentleman that has been wonderful to us.
He's been a guest.
And we've
at
got
least
a
twice.
Very cordial relationship.
We went to
Dr.
a picnic.
Dr. Tiller.
Dr. Tiller, yep. Superintendent of Schools.
Yep.
When he got here in July, we reached out to him, and he was so responsive. Mm-hmm. He goes, I'd like to come in. I want to talk to you about my vision and some of my goals. And then he invited us to his, what was it, a superintendent tailgate party? Not really tailgate. It was at West High School. It was just kind of a, I don't know, just
yeah,
a barbecue.
Welcome back.
Welcome,
home.
Right. Welcome back to school. That's what it was. And we liked him, and I think he liked us, too.
He's a very cordial guy. I mean, how can you not, you know, personally like him in that way, in the capacity that we dealt with him at?
Yeah.
He was great.
He was.
He is great.
He is great.
But obviously, he's in the news. Big things going on. I'll be honest with you. I don't quite know everything that happened. I mean, you kind of hear something, and then, you know, but until everything comes out, it's pretty tough to be a, you know what I'm saying? Until everything comes out.
Oh, absolutely, John.
You need to know what's going on. So.
And you're right. I mean, we got to talk to Dr. Tiller. But, I mean, oh, I got so many texts on that. And, you know, because people know that, you know, you and I are friends with him. And what are you going to do? He's going to talk about this tomorrow. And, like, I don't know, I got to talk to John, but first of all, you know, we don't know what he said.
Talk about something that we don't know.
Exactly.
I mean, you hear rumors, or not even rumors, just whatever, but until it all comes out.
The other thing I want to say for someone who spent a lot of years in politics is that if he said some things that people don't like, that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know exactly, you hear some of the things that he may have said, but if he thinks that maybe we need a better ratio of minority teachers to minority students, that's okay. I mean, I don't know exactly what he said. And if he said some things that he didn't like some of his staff, you know, I don't know. I have said that, although I had a tendency to change staff pretty quick when I go to a new place. But I don't know.
You changed this staff pretty quick.
We did.
We're lucky he let us stick around.
Producer number three in 4 months, Todd. It's your MO there.
We were together on some of that. But I you know, if he's the superintendent, they hired him, they vetted him, they interviewed him, and it was him and another candidate. And I don't know what he said. We've had him in here, and I think you do have to be a little bit careful, and you know this better than anybody, of a hot mic.
Oh, every mic is hot. Every mic is hot.
And, you know, I have this.
Every mic is hot. I remember a basketball play-by-play guy in Madison years ago, and they were doing the state tournament, and it was a couple of Milwaukee schools. I'm just going to throw these schools. I don't know if it was or not, but like Vincent against Washington, or you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. One of two of the really great basketball schools back in the day. And during a break, when he thought the mic was off, said something about, boy, these kids are really disciplined for being city school kids, or
right.
Something with that connotation of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's that same thing. I mean, that boom, that can...
Well, hot mics have done a lot of people in.
Absolutely. Well, no
especially
question.
Politicians.
Remember Reagan or bombing Russia or something?
The bomb starting.
Yeah.
But anyway, back with Tiller and... I don't know, and I don't think we need to. I mean, front page of the paper today, and I think there's been a lot of news on this. But you know, talk to him, and what'd you say? Why'd you say it? But I don't know. To suspend somebody without, and maybe they probably know a lot more than we do. But it's a public institution. They got to be transparent with all this because you know we're paying the bill. So anyway, we'll see. I don't know. I think if he said some things that people don't like to hear. Like I said, I think that's okay.
All right.
I just, you know.
It's his opinion is what you're saying. Right. He wasn't saying it in more of a
I don't think
official forum.
No, and I think he's got, I don't know. I like the guy. You know, I'm going to just leave it at that.
Okay.
And I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. But, okay. You know, I was going to reach out to him, and I thought, you know what? This guy needs his own time right now. But, you know, we'll reach out to him. We'll get him back on our show. We'll talk to him if he wants to.
Sure.
I think he's I think he's the right guy for the job, and I think he's got good energy. But again, I like you said, you only know what you know, and we don't know much. So
all right. Anyway, thank you for that.
Yeah.
All right. Just wanted your perspective on it. Yeah. You're the aficionado when it comes to things like that around here.
Well, you know, I have that.
You've been through the wars. Ooh. Put it that way.
And just back to the hot mic thing. I do a podcast called Lean Local, and we talk to local candidates. And there was one candidate on here that he's lucky the mic was off because people say stuff. And absolutely. I'm one of those guys, and I'm probably.
How many times have I warned you about that?
Yeah. Anyway.
Todd, what's the first rule you learned the first day you're going into radio?
Every mic is hot.
Yeah. Every mic.
You guys have said that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got to. Hope I don't learn that the hard way, but
we'll let you know.
Yeah.
That's been close, let me tell you.
Hey, you said things when you know the mic was live.
Well, that's true.
That's worse than some of the things you said otherwise.
And we get at those points, we get really quiet, John.
Really quiet.
We just kind of step back away.
Yep. So you do you.
All right.
You do your thing.
All right.
So anyway, but Valentine's Day today.
Yeah.
We got some cool things coming up. Now, we've got Gizmo coming on.
Yeah.
Okay? He's going to do a magic trick over the radio.
Yeah.
So we're going to ask you folks who are listening to have a deck of cards ready.
Yeah. Go find a deck of cards.
Go find a deck of cards.
He's coming.
And bring us one, too. We didn't bring in a deck of cards. Todd, you had one thing to do, Todd. Todd, you had one thing. Well, you had two things to do. Make a Southwest salad for your birthday.
Yeah.
And bring in a deck of cards.
Didn't even think about it. Nobody really said anything to me about it. So.
I know. We just assume you being the producer,
you
have a little social responsibility. Yeah. Take care of it. But
but really, maybe for the listeners, a couple of you, because we want to have you text in, but he's going to do this
magic trick over the air.
It's going to be very cool.
Yes.
And that's at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
So you got a half hour. We got 45 minutes to find a deck.
Yes. And we got Brenda from the Fox Valley Humane Association coming in to talk about Valentine's Day speed dating event. Is that right, Todd?
Yeah, they're going to speed date you with animals. So it's a faster process today if you want to meet the new pet of your home.
So have you been to those speed dating things?
I have not.
Okay. What is it, a minute, 30 seconds?
I'm not sure exactly.
But you go table to table. And a lot of us.
I wouldn't be good at that because I take 8 minutes just to see. So anyway.
Which one's cool?
So when I grew up in the gun, let me tell you this. I used to pick worms for a living. Okay, I used to pick night crows. 2 cents a piece.
Yeah.
The buzzer got.
Right.
Wait a minute, I'm not done yet. Hang on.
But they do that with pets. And I think that's not a bad idea. I think you can make a decision pretty quickly.
I do too. You'll know right away if you're connected, I think.
Really?
I think so.
And the pet the pet will know too.
Okay. All right. And then we also have a lady coming on, Rebecca, about the American Red Cross. I saw a thing on this in the news last night. They need blood.
Yes.
They need blood bad and platelets and the whole thing. All right, we gotta set a quick break. Mind on the Mayor, just getting warmed up here on a Wednesday morning, back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories, will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Early.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Love.
What?
We'll let him sing. It's Happy Valentine's Day.
I am so. Jack Jones. I'm almost like Jack Jones.
Songs of love today.
Same type of thing. I like it. Good work, Todd.
And what are you doing?
Give us some. Hey, can we take requests today?
Yeah. If anybody's got a love song, text them in this morning.
And tell us who it's for. We used to do that. Me and Nick used to do that. Tell us a song you want, and we'll dedicate it towards your person.
All right.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Yeah.
So Valentine's Day, it's you spend the day with your loved one. I don't know what you're doing tonight, but the Widener Center used to have Frankie Valli was here, and it's just some, you know, kind of not washed up, but just some older artists that would come here, and they'd book them on Valentine's Day, which is always cool. But we're going to GB basketball game tonight. It'll be a big game.
I'll tell you what, they had a win the other night against Youngstown. That was unbelievable. They are on pace for the greatest turnaround in NCAA Division I history. They won three games last year. They're on a pace to set the all-time record. I'm telling you, Coach Sundance, and this was mentioned in the article in the paper, he could be up for National Coach of the Year for the job he did.
Oh, wow.
If they go to the NCAA tournament, I mean, obviously the big names will get the number one teams. But, I mean, he needs some recognition for that. That's amazing. One of the greatest turnarounds you've ever seen. The greatest turnaround I've ever seen in sports history, 1974. Bear with me.
No, that just amazes me how you... Okay, go ahead. Yeah, I'm going to hear it.
Northern Michigan University football went 0-10. Mm. 0-10. The next year, they won the national championship.
Wow.
Went like 13-1. Isn't that amazing?
So, okay.
And Steve Mariucci was their quarterback.
Did they bring in a bunch of ringers?
No, they brought in that new coach. He's from Platteville.
That's okay, the new coach.
And he was tough. He was really tough. Had a bunch of local guys from around here were on that team. So, wow. Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, Sundance, I'm just happy. I'm happy for the university. I'm happy for the students. I'm happy for the team. And
me too. I'm just happy community. For the community. Exactly. Right. I mean, the winter, like I said, once Packer season ends, the winters get long. If you got GB, and the women are always good.
Yeah.
But if you've got that to look forward to, that's a really cool thing. And don't forget St. Norbert. St. Norbert basketball plays really good. Gary Gresh does a phenomenal job over there as well.
Didn't Sundance say that when he was on one time about, are you getting enough attention? He's like, well, let's wait till football's over. I mean, I think that's just the way people in this community thinking. But yeah, tonight.
But the guy that hit the big shot, Foster Wonders, our pizza guy, he hit the big shot the other night to get that win.
Oh, yeah.
He hit one of them. So they've got a nice thing going.
Anyway, so that's tonight at the Rush Center.
Also got thinking, what's Jim's prediction for weather advisory we're currently under? Are you now the weather
I don't know why he wrote that. I don't know.
Because, you know, he always says the weather people are wrong.
I know. So go ahead, Jim. They are. Go ahead. Okay. The views of Jim in no way reflect the views of me or Todd.
I didn't say I was right. I just said the weather people are. And it's also with the timpanis, and then they come on 1 minute of news and 3 minutes of weather. My prediction, I don't know, are they right or wrong? They're usually wrong more than they're right, I think. No, I think they are.
I totally disagree.
I do too.
Completely 100% disagree. I say they're 90 to 95% right on.
Okay, John, you're one of those people that, it's going to be a little bit warmer tomorrow. Okay, that's not
a
weather
perfect
forecast.
Science, Jim. Absolute perfect science. There's a lot of atmospheric conditions. Plus, you have to realize that you're talking, like if you're a local weather person here, you're talking the weather in Iron Mountain, Michigan, all the way down to almost Milwaukee, to Wausau. You're talking such a wide area with a little thing called one of the Great Lakes. playing a role,
right,
having an effect in everything.
Right.
I think it's a really, really difficult job, and I think they do a tremendous job.
Okay. That's great, John.
Go ahead.
No, I what my weather
prediction. You know what?
It's
going to
get light at 7:14.
Can I say something? They're a lot better at predicting weather than you are at predicting winners of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, okay. My horse won but got disqualified because he was bumped. You know what I'm good at?
What?
Is kind of predicting elections. We had a pool at work, you know, and we just put a dollar in. But
did you bet on yourself?
Well, of course.
Okay. Also got Texas St. Norbert basketball tonight, taking the wife out for dinner and basketball.
Well, they play tonight at home, too. I didn't know that. Anyway, so one of the two, right? Go to GB.
To Gary.
Huh?
Hey, Todd, can you give Gary Rush a quick call?
But GB or
Yeah.
Okay, and GB's at the Rush. Next week, we're going to that game. It's at the Crest.
Yeah.
So, but tonight's at the Rush Center, so it's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
5,000 people.
Hope so. Like you said, good Valentine's Day thing. I told you, I don't have good memories of Valentine's Day. I never got the special Valentine's from the girls.
On somebody and...
I didn't, you know, when I delivered flowers, people were always cranky. You wouldn't think they'd be cranky.
No, I think the tips would be great. And you said you never got a tip.
Never got a tip in my life delivering. Does anybody? I don't think anybody tips flower guys.
Of course they do.
No, they don't.
You tip the pizza guy.
Have you ever tipped a flower guy?
Yes.
I never
absolutely.
Have. Never.
Tips?
Todd, you ever tip a flower guy?
Never had flowers delivered to me.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why I didn't do much for my birthday last night.
Next year we're sending a flower.
That was uncomfortable. Wow. Okay.
I mean, people don't get flowers delivered a lot, but I've had them a couple times. You know, when I won my first election, I got flowers delivered.
Oh, yeah?
I tipped a few. Not a lot, $5. But look, I don't know.
I think most people do. Quick poll. People, if you get flowers today.
Do you tip them?
May we continue? Maybe we continue.
No, I think that's a really good question.
Can I continue?
Yep.
Thanks. Quick poll, people. If you get flowers today, will you be tipping that flower delivery person?
That's a great question.
That's the question. Will you be tipping that flower delivery person? Yes or no? I never expected a tip being the flower guy. Because, you know, for one thing, if it's a pizza guy, you know he's coming. I'll be there in 20 minutes. And that's going to be $14.78. So it's like, okay, anybody got a couple extra bucks?
Yeah.
Let's pay.
That's
so you're prepared.
True.
But flowers are unexpected. It's like, bing, bing.
Well, sometimes they call.
Oh, my God. Who are these from?
Right.
Well, I don't know. I didn't read the card. Well, actually, I read the card.
From your ex.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't wait for the poll to come in.
Yes, 55, no, 45 so far.
Okay.
Okay. I still think I'm going to win this one, that people will not be tipping their flower guy today or woman.
Don't you have, like cash?
And
like
I think it's a great idea, but it's just, like I said, it's so, you know, a lot of times it's, and even though it's kind of expected, like, you can just see where the woman sometimes would be like, oh, you don't have to get me anything. You don't have to get me anything. And then.
Where are the flowers?
Where are the flowers?
Yeah. But don't.
Where are the damn flowers?
But don't you keep like a...
One day in your damn life!
Can't remember. So in terms of having the money, do you keep like a cookie jar with like cash, fives, tens?
I think so.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people do
that.
So you say to the guy or the lady who's ever delivering, you say this is awesome. Hang tight. Go get a $5 bill. Thank you.
What if it's you're at work?
Have I gotten flowers delivered at work? That's a little bit different.
Look at this, the poll. 60% no, they don't tip their flower person. And again, I'm not saying that's a good thing. I would say right now that we're aware of it, if you get flowers today, folks, please tip them.
Right.
I used to be a flower delivery guy.
Yeah, that's
and I would appreciate it a lot.
But I bet if we did this poll, we're not going to, but if we did it, you think if you do tip your pizza guy, it would be much higher.
Everybody tips the pizza guy.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody tips the pizza. How do you not tip the pizza guy?
But flowers are more special than pizza. I don't know. I tip a flower guy today, like you said, Johnny.
That's a debate in itself. It depends what kind of pizza.
As if it's a meat lover.
How's the crust?
Yeah, okay.
All right. A lot of mushrooms, good sausage. Yeah, we'll talk.
It's going out for Pat right now. She requested Love Train.
All right, Pat. Hey, this one's going out for Pat. It's Valentine's Day. Little Love Train going your way, Pat. Back up.
The
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's one of the busiest days in a calendar year for our Wisconsin florists. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. That's right, Valentine's Day, one of the busiest days for most of our Wisconsin florists, and they're not necessarily sure what you're going to be looking for. Nicole Campbell is the owner and operator of Petal Pusher Floral Studio in Green Bay. She also happens to be the president of the Wisconsin and Upper Michigan Florists Association. She said, just like the food you consume, a lot of people that are buying flowers for Valentine's Day want to know where they came from.
We are definitely seeing a lot more customers start to ask about where their flowers are grown, caring about focusing on local options if there is a local, you know, product available. So that's really exciting to see. I think that's happening as a trend across the floral industry. And then that opens up new products that otherwise we couldn't always get. You know, there are some products that just don't handle being shipped well, like Cosmos Daisies and Feverfew and some of those more delicate blooms. That now, if because they can be grown locally and farmers are starting to do that, they're becoming more readily available. So it actually improves the variety of things we can work with, which is really exciting.
Nicole Campbell, she is the president of the Wisconsin and Upper Michigan Florists Association. She said the most requested flowers she'll work with today as far as Valentine's Day include, of course, roses, plus other favorites like sunflowers and hydrangea.
Attention farmers and contractors, it's that time of year again. Time to spring clean your sheds and sell your equipment with Steffes Group at the upcoming Wisconsin Area Equipment Auction closing March 27th. Showcase your equipment to the right buyers and maximize your sale potential. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on this and other upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide. That's steffesgroup.com.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
And they released some of the data from the 2022 USDA Census of Agriculture Survey. What it found is that we have fewer farms, but the farms continue to get bigger. We're also seeing an uptick of young farmers under the age of 35 involved in the business. We also now have 36% of all farmers in the United States that are women. I'm Farm Director PM Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, and it is going to be mild again. Our high near 45, the wind, a nice light breeze out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, some rain mixing with some snow at times. Our low 31 tomorrow. A little light snow in the morning, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, cooler with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Valentine Day. I struggle with that.
St. Valentine.
Valentine's Day, right? It's Valentine's Day.
Right.
It's just Valentine's Day. There you go. Did you ever see the St. Valentine's Day Massacre?
Did I ever what?
See the St. Valentine's Day Massacre,
no.
The movie.
No.
Great movie. About the actual St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Oh, yeah. It's an ugly day. Yeah.
It's a great movie, though.
Yeah.
Because the guy would be like, on the last day of his life, Gino Panucci made some toast for his wife. She was suffering from diphtheria in bed. He then went down to his car and drove to the shop.
You've seen it more than once.
Oh, I've seen it a lot of times. It's a nice Valentine's Day movie. All right, let's talk to Brenda Like, Development Director for Fox Valley Humane Association, Valentine's Day speed dating event. First of all, Brenda, is there any song you'd like us to dedicate to anyone for you today?
Oh, my goodness. You're putting me on the spot here. I really haven't thought about it. Valentine's Day is, you know, to me, just kind of another day on the calendar.
Oh, boy, you and Todd got to get together.
Yeah.
Yesterday's his birthday. It's like, Brenda, I made myself a salad. Yeah. I watched TV.
Brenda, I got one for you. How about Donny Osmond, Puppy Love?
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
You know what I mean?
Because
she's,
yeah.
That would be
that's
good
perfect.
For you.
Yeah, that's it. Perfect. Look at you. Check out the big brain on Jim.
The love doctor.
Wow.
Are you looking for a marketing job? Where, you know, we could maybe consider that.
I'm with you there, Brenda. That was
struggling here.
Most creativity I've seen here in 6 months. Wow, very impressive. So, Brenda, tell us a little bit, and Jim is a firm believer in this. Tell us about animal speed dating.
Yes. So it's, you know, the concept came from Maddie and the adoption team here. It works like, you know, human speed dating, except the humans are speed dating with adoptable dogs that are available here at our shelter. So, and it could change on a daily basis. So the event is actually tomorrow, and we're going to have our meet and greet rooms kind of set up in a Valentine's Day theme. And then people can sign up and they can come in and they can choose what dog they want to meet and greet. So they get to meet and greet the dog, like a speed dating kind of concept for 15 minutes. Maybe that first dog isn't really, grab them, or it doesn't maybe feel right, or there's something else. So they want to maybe check out the next dog. So then they can have that opportunity to meet Scruffy instead. So it's the same concept as what human speed dating is, except it's people meeting our adoptable dogs.
And it's 15 minutes? That's a long time.
Yeah, it's about 15 minutes. Sometimes it takes a little bit for the dogs to get a little familiar with the people that are coming and interacting with them. So we want to be able to take that time that they can get a lot of engagement instead of just like, oh, that one looks cute. And you kind of get to know the dog's personality. We're going to have like conversational hearts that give a little bit of information about the dogs available, what makes them unique, what they love, kind of like updating profile.
Right.
So in like a month or so, do you get those calls? Hey,
honey,
this just isn't working out. I mean, you're not, it's not you. I mean, it's,
I thought I
I'm
thought,
so busy.
Right.
I got so much going on.
I thought I could fix that drinking problem, but it's,
where'd that come from? My God, I'm sorry about this, Brenda. Sorry. You have
a dog with a drinking problem is one that drinks out of the toilet.
Right.
Basically.
Right. That's a drinking problem.
The dog talking. There you go.
Right. We don't want him to use the hose anymore. No, we actually don't. That's why we allow that amount of time. So people can, you know, they don't have to leave with the dog that particular same day. They can go home and think about it. And we really don't have a lot of people calling and saying, it's not you, it's me.
I think this is cool because I do too.
I think this is a very cool idea.
I also think, I don't think we give dogs enough credit, respect. I'm a big dog lover. But you know, gives them a chance too, right? If they don't like somebody,
they could show it.
Oh yeah.
Like Milton. Oh, yeah. Milton hates me.
My dog.
I had another dog I ran to in the elevator here the other day, hated me, wanted to tear my legs off. Yeah, incredible. So I don't know why.
And listen to the dog.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, they have good instincts. So yes.
Tomorrow. So
it could definitely run that way too.
Let me ask this, Sabrina. I mean, but with some of these dogs, do you ever think to the people, we know this dog better than you do. It's been here for a couple of months. Let us tell you, you know, kind of like, let's put it this way. Let's say it was a guy and he meets his girl, okay? And they're kind of like, hey, you want to go out sometime? You know, yada, yada, yada. And then all of a sudden her friends come up to her. Oh, well, right. Let me tell you something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Do you ever do that? Do you ever, you know, the people might get infatuated with this one dog, but then do you tell him, he's, you know, he's got a distemper problem or whatever, he's got worms? I don't know.
Oh. Well, we don't have dogs on the floor that have worms,
no.
So okay. Hopefully that's not the problem. But we do explain to potential adopters, if there's a particular dog, sometimes they just want to be the only dog in the household, or maybe they don't like cats. Maybe they prefer older children versus younger children. So we really do try to explain to people who are interested, like here's what this dog particular is more adaptable to life with these contingencies or, you know, home style.
Yeah, right. Because certain breeds have certain characteristics and you share that with them. So tomorrow,
you know what kind of dog never liked me? Cocker Spaniels. For some reason.
Well,
Brenda, talk to me.
He shouldn't take that personally, right?
Are they kind of mean, Cocker Spaniels? No.
You don't take that personally.
Okay.
No. Some smaller dogs are just more nippy and like to talk a little bit more. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's kind of that breed.
Okay. And John leans over him and starts to, you know, you're not supposed to touch the top of their head. He does all the stuff wrong to make the dog mad anyway, so.
Why aren't you supposed to touch the top of their head?
You go underneath their chin, John.
Dogs love being petted on top of their head. My dogs
not right away.
Yeah, they do.
Brenda?
Yeah, no, not right away. You have to come to their level and you have to let them approach you instead of approaching them first. And not all dogs like to be pet on the head. No.
All right. Fine.
Not right away.
So, Brenda, do they tomorrow when they come to the Humane Society down at Fox Valley, families, do the kids come? Do you get the, right? Because that's the decision has got to be more than just the dad or the mom, right?
Yes. No, we highly recommend that. Absolutely. We do actually have a family coming tomorrow. I think we have a couple of slots left to sign up for. But we highly recommend bring the kids, bring the family, because they're the ones who are going to ultimately be with the dog, right? The whole family. We absolutely recommend that. And we also recommend sometimes if you do have a other dog at home, we also, our adoption staff and Maddie's team is awesome about, hey, let's have a meet and greet with the other dog, with the possible adopted dog, and see how it works out.
Huh. Wow. Hey, do you explain to people the expense of a dog?
We do, and the commitment, yes.
Right.
It's not, you know, we're having a week thing and then bring it back kind of thing. Yes, we absolutely explain the cost of taking care of a dog. That includes its medical care as well as the food and also the enrichment that they, if depending on what type of dog, they also need that exercise too. And then it's not a 2-month commitment or a 90-day commitment. It could be 10 years or more, hopefully.
Can you imagine how rough it must be in that dog if they bring him back? All the other dogs what happened to this great family?
Yeah.
Oh!
Walked out of here with your head up, like being pretty
too
pompous.
Good for us. Look at it. It was like, see you suckers! So long! I'm out of here!
Right.
And then all of a sudden,
and then he's back.
Like, oh, look who's here! Not walking so proud now, are you, Fifey? Yes.
I would exactly. I would bet, Brenda, 90-95% of the people just keep the dogs, right? Love them, right? This isn't
they
really
do. Yes, absolutely. Yes, and we do have instances that it didn't work out, and that's okay too. It wasn't the right fit,
right.
And we understand that that can happen as well. Or, you know, a lifestyle changes where maybe a other family member needs more care and they don't have time. with that enrichment part where they're getting out and exercising the dog. So right. life happens and we do understand that. But for the most part, it's a, I would say a 90% success rate.
Right.
That
and, that, and it is a commitment. It is a commitment. And I think people got to understand. I met this guy from Nugani and his dog.
Nugani? Wherever Nugani is. by New Guinea.
His dog slept outside. You know, just, I mean, dogs don't sleep outside anymore, do they?
Mine doesn't. And I don't think the majority of the people that have a dog, I mean, if. Sleep outside. Some may, if they're a farm dog and they're
hunting dogs. Hunting dogs.
You know,
my neighbors have hunting dogs.
Maybe a hunting dog. Yeah, some do. I don't think the majority of them are home in
right.
a home.
Well, and when you say outside, though, Jim, we had a dog pen. We had
a pen. Boy, that's nice. That's good living.
But it had the wooden thing, and we'd stuff straw in there. They loved
There's
it.
No heat. The water
they
was frozen.
Loved it.
They loved it.
Never complained.
You know why?
Never complained.
I told Johnny. I said,
yeah, that's why that Cocker Spaniel doesn't like it. Right.
The word got out. They can communicate.
Yeah. Look out for that guy. He can be sleeping outside. Yeah.
So
he puts you in a wooden box.
Exactly.
So this speed dating, I'm just curious. Do they look at two or three or four dogs, or is it like kind of a one and done, they just fall in love?
Usually, you know, this is probably our second. I haven't been here that long, so I apologize. Maybe our second or third annual with this particular event. So what usually happens is most of the folks that come in have been watching our website, and they see a particular dog that they're just like, oh, I want to meet this dog.
Right.
And it's a good match. And then other times, quite honestly, it's not, and the dog that they didn't think they wanted to meet, they end up going home with. So it's a 50-50 chance.
Hey, how you doing?
You like, you know what, love at first sight, or
hey,
no,
what you doing later? You want to come
the
home?
Next guy or gal looks like, right? So
hey, I'd like to come home with you. I'll tell you that right now.
Right.
Hey,
I'm just saying.
How
so? I want to be sleeping outside in a box.
What? Right.
Stuff.
How does
right.
how does a
you
pet
good with that?
How does a pet segment go really weird right there?
How you doing? How you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah.
What do you think of boxes with just some straw in them?
Tell me when someone shows up tomorrow.
Like frozen water.
When someone shows up tomorrow, what's the cost like to adopt a dog from your place?
That is a good question, and I apologize. I should know the answer to this.
When does this start, Brenda? When does this actually take place?
I thought it takes place from 4 to 6 tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes, 4 to 6 tomorrow.
All right, so
okay,
you could potentially look at...
Fox Valley Humane Association.
You could potentially look at 8 dogs because it's 15-minute increments. But
yeah.
Anyway, this is going to be great, and I it's good for the dogs, too. They can maybe
yep.
meet their owners, and this is
yeah.
great, and dogs are the best, right? I mean, they're great for the family. They're great for exercise. You get out and walk them every day, and... a lot of good things, but it's an expense, and people need to know that going in that dogs aren't cheap. In,
right.
In, well, maybe in Nugani, but here they're expensive and not expensive. They're just it's another cost in your household.
Do people not feed their dog table scraps anymore? 90% of what my dogs used to eat were table scraps.
Yeah, no, I don't. We don't recommend that, but
okay.
maybe some do. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I give my little cockapoo something a little bit off the table when we're eating.
Yeah. All right. Feed him gravy train?
No. Oh,
no.
Okay. That's all we ever fed our dogs, and they loved it. They
no.
loved it.
No.
I love my gravy train.
No.
So
fine.
All right,
Brenda. Well, thank you for coming on here,
Fox Valley.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Fox Valley Humane Association Valentine's Day speed dating event. It sounds like really a lot of fun.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Brenda.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy
you
Valentine's
Have
Day
fun.
To you.
Yeah.
Take care,
and to all your dogs.
Very nice.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yes, you.
By the way, our poll, no, 70% of the people have not tipped a flower person, a flower delivery person. But I think this is great that we're bringing this out because now you know what people are going to do today? They're going to get flowers. Going, I'm tipping this person.
Yeah.
I never thought of it before. I'm tipping him.
Yes, we tip everybody in this country.
I'm just saying.
I just
puppy
can't.
Love.
Yeah.
Got text. I think John should give color commentary during the speech, and he'd be like puppy ball.
We'll work that out for next year, I
all
think, right?
Right? I think you should.
All right.
We got to set a quick break. In a little while, like I said, Gizmo's going to be coming out. We're going to do a magic trick over the air. Stay with us. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, Wayne, shopping for a new door? Do you need something more dependable?
Yes, something that's durable, dent-resistant, knows how to take a hit, and is going to last for years.
We're still talking about the door, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Of course.
Wayne Larrabee and Jeff Levering shopping together at Pella? What next? How about 0% interest for up to 60 months when you place your order by February 23rd at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 2/23/2024.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Going out for Terry this morning on our love theme.
Happy Valentine's Day, Terry. This song's dedicated to you. Give it to us, Todd. Slip away. What would yours have been back in the day, Todd?
Yeah, that...
What's that?
What would yours have been back in the day, your Valentine's Day song back in the day?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Puppy Love, man.
No, that's a little bit too...
That's, well, no. No, every guy hated Donny Osmond.
I know, right?
Hated him.
Because all the girls loved him.
Exactly. Right. Absolutely. Hated him and Bobby Sherman.
Don't know Bobby.
Bobby Sherman? Remember Bobby Sherman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bobby Sherman was big. All the girls loved him.
Was he in movies or?
Wasn't he in the TV show Seven Brides for Seven Brothers?
Was he?
Or that, because he sang that song Seattle. Dun, 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 in Seattle. Remember that? That was the theme song to the TV show. Don't you remember that?
That was a play. I didn't see that.
I think they made a TV show too, but it was Seattle where all these guys lived in this lumber company in Seattle. I always wanted to be a lumberjack type thing. I thought that'd be fun.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah. This segment is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. Get 0% interest up to 60 months. Imagine having beautiful Pella Windows and Doors installed, but not having to make a single payment for 5 years. Oh. Take advantage. This deal at Pella only lasts until February 23rd. Pella's expert team installs year-round. They can customize any new window or door to match your unique home. They'll finish installation as little as a day, and when they leave, you won't even know they were there. Your gorgeous new windows and or doors are an obvious sign, but that's it. Blown away by the talent, efficiency, professionalism, encapsulating the team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Start customizing your home today with 0% interest up to 5 years. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends the 23rd. Visit PellaWI.com.
5 years.
That's amazing.
That's
what if you die in between that time?
You're on the hook. No, you sign this. No.
What if you have no money? What if you die and you got no money?
I don't think Pella wants us to talk about that. I think they want to talk about that. In 5 years, you'll have your money back from this investment.
I got you on that.
I think that's what they're trying to sell, not if you die.
Okay.
But
just checking.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a legit question.
And we had that guy on yesterday who I thought was really interesting, that Tim Pollock, who talked about estate planning.
Yeah.
That's really important because if you don't.
Oh, I know.
It's crazy. Ugly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so, I agree. I was just thinking when we had Brenda on just now about the speed dating for animals. Do they do that for other animals? I mean, like, does a humane society have cats and hamsters and things?
You know what? I was going to ask her that because they do have cats.
They do have cats, yeah.
Okay.
For sure they have cats.
Okay.
But cats, they're all the same.
You imagine trying to talk to a cat in a short time.
They're just so pompous. Like, yeah.
I don't want anything to do with you.
Right.
Or, I'm sorry. Did you say something? I wasn't listening.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm over here. I'm crawling.
Stop bothering me.
I don't know that the interaction, I think 15 minutes is a long time.
I think so, too.
I think it's great.
But, you know, I do, too, but it seems like a long time. But I would
especially
think
if it's not working.
Yeah, well, then it's
well,
like,
I think you'll
yeah.
know, right? Yeah. Like, you'll know in the first 5 minutes whether there's a match.
So do you think dogs have a certain something like women have in regards to those codes? Like, if you give a sign, like you do something with your hair, you flip your hair back or something, that means to your friend, call me, so that I can say, oh, my gosh, it's my sister. What? Where are okay. you? I'll be right there. Do you think dogs have that?
I am out of this conversation. Why? I don't know that women have signals.
Oh, like, they've got signals. Todd, do they have signals?
I mean, I would think so.
Yeah,
I would say yes.
They got codes. Oh, they've got codes. Women, be honest. You got codes? If you're talking to a guy and it's like, does your friend, like, kind of, you know, your wing person, as they call it,
and they flip their hair back to say this guy's
well,
a loser?
There's different ways of doing it, yeah.
Pull their ear. Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. A lot of different ways.
Do dogs? I think dogs communicate with other dogs for sure.
Right.
Oh, absolutely, they do.
And they know if that other dog is like not enjoying himself or herself.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think dogs have they know. You know, I don't want to pick on you again, but I will. They know if people like them or not. I mean, you got to trust those dogs when they. If my dog, well, my dog's a little bit different because he's not
really different.
Yeah, he is. But these other dogs I've had, they were very friendly to everybody. But then somebody would show up and they would.
That's how it is with me.
And I was like, wow, there's something weird about this guy. You know, I trust dogs, right? I do.
When I walked into your house that night and Muffins came down. And he looked at
Muffins. Milton's. Don't ever call him Muffin again.
And he came down like he's all excited, like, oh, company's here. And he saw me, and it was
he
like,
did, he did turn
oh,
around.
Crap. And he legitimately turned right around and ran up the stairs. Did he not?
He did.
He legitimately did. I'm like, hey, Milton. And he just turned and scooted right back up the stairs.
He did.
He really and truly did. He despises me. How do you think that makes me feel? Not good.
I
just saying.
He listens to you every day, though.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. When I leave, I turn on WGBW.
Wouldn't it be funny if, like, he was smart enough to change the station while you're gone? He's still looking for Murphy in the morning someplace. Yeah. And
Todd, you know what'd be funny? If they had those, you know, they always talk about those new things for ratings where it's logged in. You don't have to write into a diary anymore. It's just logged in. You can tell what the person's been listening to.
Yeah. Yep.
If, like, he had that and Jim checked it one day and saw, you're right, he's listening to a different station.
He's listening to Otis Day, right?
Yeah. Right. Switched it. Oh, that would hurt.
Yeah, listening to country music.
Dad's out of the house.
Right.
Just
he forgot to
over.
Switch it back. Yeah, I could see that happening. Yeah.
Anyway, this speed dating thing in Fox Valley, I just want to underscore a couple points that she said. One is bring the whole family.
Absolutely.
Right? That's a family decision, you know, and you want to bring everybody there. And then I think, like you said, or you asked her, and she made a good point that there's certain dogs that have certain characteristics, certain breeds, and I think that's good that they share that with them because, you know, there's hunting dogs and there's...
Hunting dogs do not want to be inside. They want to be outside. They live outside. They love being outside.
You know, your dog, it was like ignorance is bliss. Ugh. He didn't know anything else. He's like, oh, I guess this is it. This is awesome.
Our dogs had it made. Took really good care of our dogs.
I've actually gotten 3 dogs from the Fox Valley Humane Association over the years. Great facility.
Yeah.
Great people. That. Yeah. I can't say enough about them.
Yeah. No question about that. How much does a dog cost these days, though? Like, how much would Milton cost you a year?
Oh, man.
$1,000?
Oh, no more than that.
More than $1,000.
Oh, yeah. $1,000. That's $100 a month.
Okay.
Oh, wouldn't be more than that.
How much?
And dogs are the other thing that the Humane Society, and she was kind of checking on that, but to adopt a dog, it's probably not that expensive. It's probably $100 or even less. But, like, you know, those Milton's expensive. But,
like, if you had T-bone steaks for Sunday dinner, would you give him the T-bone? Would you give him the bones?
No. He gets no table food.
Why?
Zero.
That's
zero.
Good. That's protein.
Zero.
That's great protein.
And then he doesn't bug me when I'm eating because he doesn't think that's good. Jeez. Anyway.
From the movie Blue Hawaii, here's Elvis Presley.
We had that album.
This has got to be the number one requested Valentine's Day song.
I would think this, or what was the movie? I never saw the whole movie, but the ghost thing. Oh, it's Ghost. All right, we're going to set a quick break. Magic Tricks Over the Air.
Ghost?
Coming up.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.